How to test drive living abroad before making the leap. Most people treat moving abroad like a marriage proposal, a serious, high-stakes decision that you either commit to fully or don't make at all. That framing stops a lot of people cold, and I understand why. The idea of uprooting your life, leaving familiar doctors, routines, friends, family, neighborhoods, and support systems can feel overwhelming. For older adults, especially those managing health needs, mobility concerns, limited stamina for walking, or simply a desire for more predictability, the idea of moving abroad can feel less like an adventure and more like a risk. But here is what I have learned after slow traveling through Southeast Asia and spending time in multiple cities across Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, and Malaysia. The leap does not have to be a leap at all. It can be a test drive. A test drive is not a vacation. It is not a two-week holiday where you eat well, take beautiful photos, and leave before the novelty wears off. A real test drive is a deliberate stay of 30 to 90 days where you ask one honest question. Could I actually live here? You are not just sightseeing. You are paying attention. You are noticing whether the place supports your body, your budget, your energy, your independence, and your sense of peace. That is the difference between dreaming about living abroad and making a wise, informed decision. What makes a test drive different from a vacation? When you vacation somewhere, you often experience the best version of a place. You are rested. You may stay near the most attractive part of town. You eat out, visit the highlights, and leave before ordinary life has time to show up. When you test drive a destination, real life enters the picture. You need groceries. You do laundry. You figure out transportation. You may need a pharmacy. You have a low energy day. You discover whether the sidewalks are manageable or whether every outing requires careful footwork. You learn whether the neighborhood feels calming or exhausting after the first week. Those ordinary details are not small. They are the very details that determine whether a place is truly livable. For adults over 50, this matters even more. A beautiful destination may not be a practical destination. A low-cost destination may not be a comfortable destination. A popular expat city may still be wrong for you if the neighborhood does not support your mobility, health needs, or daily rhythm. That is why a test drive can be so powerful. It gives you information before you make a bigger commitment. If you are still comparing destinations, I recently created a companion guide for traveling savvy seniors titled Slow Travel After 50, Destinations That Fit Your Pace. It looks at destination styles and locations through the lens of comfort, walkability, affordability, and slower travel rhythms. You can read it at Slow Travel After 50, Destinations That Fit Your Pace. This article takes the next step, how to test whether one of those places could actually work for your real life. Test the neighborhood, not just the destination. One of the biggest mistakes people make is choosing a country or city before thinking carefully about the neighborhood. But daily life does not unfold across an entire country. It happens on your street. It happens between your front door and the grocery store, between your apartment and the pharmacy, between your favorite cafe and the place where you can sit, rest, and watch the world go by. For a test drive, the neighborhood matters as much as the destination itself. Before choosing where to stay, ask yourself, can I walk to basic services without feeling stressed? Are the sidewalks usable, or will I need to walk in the street? Are there benches, cafes, parks, or shaded places where I can rest? Can I get transportation easily if I do not want to walk? Is the area too noisy, too isolated, too steep, or too far from daily needs? In many countries, comfort and accessibility can change dramatically from one neighborhood to the next. One district may feel easy, flat, and convenient. Another may be crowded, hilly, noisy, or difficult to navigate. That does not mean the city is wrong for you. It may simply mean you need a better neighborhood fit. Start with the place you'll actually live. For a test drive stay, your accommodation is not just a place to sleep. It becomes your temporary home. This is especially important for older travelers and anyone with mobility, balance, stamina, or health considerations. Instead of choosing lodging based only on pretty photos, look at how the space will function day after day. Does the building have an elevator? Are there stairs at the entrance? Is the bathroom safe and manageable? Is the shower walk-in, low step or slippery? Is there a washing machine or laundry nearby? Is the bed comfortable and easy to get in and out of? Is there a place to sit comfortably besides the bed? Can you prepare simple meals? Is the Wi-Fi reliable? Is the neighborhood quiet enough for rest? For some travelers, a furnished apartment may work beautifully. For others, a serviced apartment or long-stay hotel may be a better fit because of front desk support, housekeeping, elevators, maintenance help, and easier communication. There is no one right answer. The goal is not to prove you can live like a local immediately. The goal is to choose a setup that lets you evaluate the destination without unnecessary stress. Use the low-energy day test. Every destination should pass one simple test. What happens here on a hard day? Not every day abroad will be exciting. Some days you may feel tired, achy, overwhelmed, homesick, or under the weather. You may not want to walk far. You may not feel like figuring out a new bus route or searching for a restaurant. That is when you learn whether a place truly supports you. During a test drive, ask, "Can I order food easily? Can I get groceries delivered? Can I reach a pharmacy without a complicated trip? Can I get a taxi or ride-hailing service without standing outside too long? Can I communicate with my landlord, host, or building staff if something goes wrong? Is there a clinic or hospital within a reasonable distance? Do I feel safe resting here for the day?" This kind of planning is not negative. It is freeing. When you know how daily support works, you can relax more fully into the experience. What to evaluate during a 30 to 90 day stay? A good test drive is not about judging a destination in the first few days. The first week may feel exciting, confusing, emotional, or all three at once. Give yourself time to notice patterns. Here are the areas I recommend evaluating deliberately. Healthcare access. Where is the nearest hospital or clinic? Is there English-speaking staff? How long would it take to get there? Can you access your usual medications or suitable alternatives? Is there a pharmacy nearby? Do you understand how payment works? You may never need medical care during your stay, but knowing where to find help can make the entire experience feel calmer. Also, check travel insurance, medication rules, visa limits, and whether your planned length of stay is legally allowed. A test drive should still be planned carefully. Mobility and walkability. Walkability is not just about distance, it is about ease. A 10-minute walk on a smooth, shaded sidewalk is very different from a 10-minute walk over broken pavement, curbs, stairs, traffic, or steep hills. During your stay, notice, can I walk safely in this neighborhood? Do I feel steady crossing streets? Are sidewalks blocked or uneven? Are there places to pause and rest? Can I avoid stairs when needed? Can I get transportation when walking is not the best option? For many older adults, this determines whether a destination feels freeing or frustrating. Transportation. Do not just ask whether transportation exists. Ask whether it works for you. Can you use taxis, Grab, Uber, public transit, hotel shuttles, or private drivers easily? Are rides affordable enough for regular use? Can drivers find your building? Do you feel comfortable getting in and out of vehicles? Can you get to medical care, groceries, social activities, and quiet places without depending on one fragile option? Reliable transportation can make a less walkable area workable. Poor transportation can make even a beautiful location feel isolating. Social connection. Isolation is one of the silent reasons people return home earlier than expected. During a test drive, pay attention to whether you can build gentle social routines. Is there a cafe where you feel comfortable becoming a regular? Are there meetups, classes, walking groups, faith communities, expat groups, or local events? Can you find English-speaking support when needed? Do you feel welcomed, invisible, curious, or out of place? You do not need a packed social calendar, but you do need some form of human connection that feels realistic for your personality. Daily cost of living. Cost of living charts can be helpful, but they do not tell the whole story. You need to know how it feels to live within your budget in a place. Can you eat well without overspending? Can you afford transportation when you need it? Are groceries, medication, personal care, and laundry manageable? Do you feel comfortable, or do you feel like you are constantly calculating? After 30 to 60 days, you will understand far more than any spreadsheet can tell you. Your nervous system. This may sound soft, but it matters deeply. Some people arrive in Southeast Asia, Latin America, Europe, or another slower-paced destination and feel their body exhale. Others find the noise, heat, traffic, language barriers, or unfamiliar systems quietly exhausting. Pay attention to your inner response. Do you feel more open here? Do you sleep well? Do you feel curious? Do you feel tense every time you leave the apartment? Do you recover well after outings? Your body is giving you information. Listen to it. How long is long enough? The first 2 weeks can be misleading. At first, everything may feel wonderful, overwhelming, or both. You are still adjusting. You are learning where things are, how transportation works, what food feels good in your body, and how much energy daily life requires. By the end of the first month, the rhythm of a place becomes clearer. By 60 days, you usually know whether the practical pieces are working. Healthcare, transportation, lodging, food, budget, and daily comfort. By 90 days, you have a much stronger sense of whether you could return for a longer stay. If possible, I recommend a 60-day initial test drive. It is long enough to see past the honeymoon phase, but short enough to avoid feeling trapped by the decision. And remember, the goal is not to force a yes. Sometimes, the answer is no. That is not failure. That is useful information. When the answer is no, some destinations look beautiful online and still feel wrong in real life. The climate may not suit you. The noise may wear you down. The healthcare access may feel too uncertain. The social scene may not fit your personality. The neighborhood may require more walking than your body wants to give. That does not mean you made a mistake. It means the test drive worked. A test drive makes no a low-stakes answer. You have not sold everything. You have not shipped your belongings. You have not committed to a life you have not lived yet. You stayed, paid attention, learned something true, and now you can make a better decision. That is wise planning. Where to start? If you are beginning to compare possible destinations, start with my full guide on traveling savvy seniors, slow travel after 50, destinations that fit your pace. It offers destination inspiration for adults 50 plus who want travel to feel enriching, realistic, and comfortable, rather than rushed or exhausting. Before you book anything, I also recommend thinking through your own needs on paper. My free senior travel toolkit was created to help adults 50 plus organize the practical details that shape a smoother trip, including health, lodging, transportation, pacing, comfort, and confidence. And if you are seriously considering an extended stay or future relocation abroad, our blog posts, Slow Travel After 50, Destinations That Fit Your Pace, can help you evaluate whether a destination is truly livable before making a larger commitment. You do not have to leap. You can test. You can notice. You can adjust. Then, when you make your decision, it will not come from fantasy or fear. It will come from experience. That is the heart of Slow Travel After 50. Mary R. Johnson is the founder of Traveling Savvy Seniors and the author of The Slow Path to Wellness, How Slow Travel Heals at Every Age. She has been slow traveling through Southeast Asia since January 2025, with stays in Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, and Malaysia. Through Traveling Savvy Seniors, she helps adults 50 plus explore slow travel, extended stays, and life abroad with more clarity, confidence, and support. Find her at https://travelingsavvyseniors.com.